Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. The big day for anglers found most having to bundle up in winter layers. Although we've had worse conditions some years, this semi-Arctic opener caught a few by surprise after some glorious sunny days leading up to our official fishing season. Clouds, wind, and rough surf made the first weekend a bit uncomfortable. Temps hovered in the 30s and 40s, with some near frost in the Wildersmith neighborhood Sunday morning. So if the finnies weren't biting, for sure the cold wind was. In spite of the weekend weather blip, Gunflint territory continues its march toward green. Aspen are unfurling their next generation of leaves, casting a muted sage tint to our granite landscape. Birch and other deciduous beings are sporting bulging green buds in anticipation of more sun and a much-needed drink of water. By the time this scribing airs, there'll be a full-fledged aspen quaking. Meanwhile, with the lifeline of sap flowing freely again, our evergreen forest has lost its drab army green look in favor of a bright new verdant twinkle. The region's dry spell extended almost another full week before finally getting some substantial rain. Most of the upper trail measured near an inch. A few blooming species couldn't be held back, though, as crocuses, daffodils, marsh marigolds, and Siberian squill has blossomed without regard for both shivering temps and thirsty soil. Now, other flowering things will rapidly begin to burst open when warmth returns. While keying this week's scoop, a forecast for possible accumulating snow in the area has the green thumb of Loon Lake nervous about early sprouting beets and peas in her planting patch. However, I'm guessing those veggies will be hardy enough to take a brief white blanketing should such materialize, providing it does not hang around long. A recent winged returnee seems undaunted by the brisk conditions. I observed the first ruby-throated hummingbird a couple days ago. One would think those delightful hovering critters might be wondering if their time of arrival shouldn't have been temporarily delayed a couple hundred miles south. To take this discussion a step further, I wonder what they find for nourishment this time of year, when few feeders are available and even fewer nectar-giving posies have popped. Barely bigger than bugs themselves, guess small insects must be the only menu choice. One positive in regard to the current brisk May conditions is the buzzing biters have been slowed. They just aren't so feisty when it's cold as it was last weekend. But fear not, these Northwoods terrorists will get their nips in due time. The bug net is in my pocket. Cooler weather has not retarded the advance of a few warm season creepy crawlers. As always happens, ants, spiders, and a couple unknowns have found some less than obvious points of entry into the Wildersmith digs. So we are not swatting, but we've been squishing. I'm hearing of many single bear sightings, but not any serious breaking and entering incidents to date. Oh yes, there have been the usual bird feeder munchings, but who can blame a hungry bear? We humans just don't get it sometimes. There is no bear-proof avian feeder. Just days ago, a local fellow tells of seeing a bear along one of our backcountry roads. While approaching in his vehicle, the animal started across the road, apparently not paying much attention. Suddenly startled by this rolling machine, the bear turned tail to get away, and promptly ran headfirst into a tree. It was a real stunner. The Bruno, dazed momentarily, shook off the impact and rambled on into the brush. You can't keep a good bear down. Suppose it has a concussion. At the very least, it's probably grumpy with a headache. Perhaps this one needs glasses, or better yet, a helmet. On a final note, word has been received on the passing of another border country icon. The last chapter of the Chickwack Lodge and Resort operations is written, with the death of B. Griffiths in Harlingen, Texas, on May 8th. B. was 90 and had been in ill health. She was preceded in death by husband Ralph. Together they hosted uncounted numbers of wonderful vacation experiences from the mid-1950s until 1980. Gunflint community condolences are extended to the thousands of people whose lives were touched by B., Ralph, and the Chickwack Magic. Their memory will endure forever. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a greening Gunflint territory.